We have mentioned some examples of different diagnoses. Internalizing problems are not always manifested as much as externalizing behaviors, but they are the things we feel. We must realize that internalizing problems are more difficult to observe and measure than externalizing issues, which may account for some of the discrepancy in reported frequency. One of the most common diagnoses is anxiety disorder, including extreme fears that are sometimes called phobias and depression. They can be very serious and debilitating. They can occur by themselves or in combination with others. Then there are externalizing problems in which behaviors are observable and often interfere with social relationships. Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder is where you have difficulty paying attention and may be in frequent motion. Conduct disorders, antisocial behavior, delinquent behavior, and physical altercations would be considered externalizing problems. There are major psychiatric problems or psychotic disorders like bipolar disorders and schizophrenia. But the two major categories that you'll hear about are internalizing problems and externalizing problems.